Blog Talk Radio.
Ueyo, 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 ueyo.
I've been walking,
ueyo,
with my face turned to.
I love this song. Welcome to the Truth and Power Corner. I am so happy to have you all here with us tonight. I want you all to come on into the digital den, get comfortable, and get ready for our powerful show tonight. I'm going to do a little housekeeping, and then I'm going to introduce my special guest because I am so excited. I am so happy to have them here today. I haven't been able to talk to them just one-on-one before, but this is part of my family. So I am very excited about today's show. Like I said, come on into the digital den. Get comfortable. If you want to join the show and listen in, call in at 516-387-1549. And excuse the bumping, it's just my noisy ass neighbors. All right. First, I want to say salute to all of our political prisoners, our POWs, and our elder comrades that are still being tortured and murdered behind those walls. We need to reach out, family. We have to do better as a collective and do better for our family. If one of us is not free, all of us are still locked up. So what they're going through, we all are still going through. Please reach out and do what you can to help our political prisoners, POWs, and all of our family that are locked behind these prison walls. Find out what is really going on, because sometimes it has been a lie and they need our help. Salute to all Black media platforms, our sisters and brothers that continue to bring us the truth for us, by us, our news that we need every single day. Salute to Brother Noble and Sis Mo and Chairman Sekou and my family in Colorado that are doing their great work with Unity Community and my family in Mile High News. Salute to the Republic of New Africa and President Samayat and Vice President Mama Ayo. All right, let's get into the show. I'm about to open up these lines. We have three young, powerful kings that I am so glad to speak with today. They are part of my family. Like I said, my sister Mo, she's one of my great friends, and these are her sons. Sometimes I was like, I'd be so proud when I hear things they do, because I be thinking it's my damn peers. But I want to introduce Brother Kings Jalen, Jaheim, and Jahad. Welcome to Truth and Power Corner, fellas. How y'all doing?
Hey, how y'all doing?
Great.
That's good. I am so glad to have y'all here. I'm telling y'all, man, y'all already know how to get your mama and Brother Nova get down. That's my family. Also, I want to come to Colorado so bad, but then I keep on thinking, damn, it's cold in here. So I want to welcome y'all to the show.
Me.
I am so excited to have y'all here today. So I want y'all to start off with I want y'all to come in. I want Jalen to start, and I want y'all to tell us about yourselves and introduce yourselves to my listening audience, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Hey, my name is Jalen, Jalen Turner, and I'm a my profile will be soon as J-War Comics. And yeah, that I'm an artist. I'm still starting in my comic book, I appreciate I'm in here.
All right, I am so happy to have you here, Jalen. I saw your pics that you were doing, right? They are so, oh man, they are so nice. And so I see that you I see that you are, you know, going to be a comic, right? So I love the fact, I want you later on after your brothers introduce themselves, I want you to come back and tell us more about that and how you're going to get involved with that, okay? So I'm going to let them go on and introduce themselves right quick.
Okay.
All right.
You want to go, Jack?
No, you could go.
All right. My name is Jaheim Turner. Just like my big brother, I'm also an artist, but I also specialize in video editing and production. And I've been working on that for a couple of years. I was able to help my school with my talents, so I thought, why not, you know, bring it out into the world, you know?
Yes. All right. Now we ready for Kid Baby. Let's go. Come on, Kid.
Thank you. My name is Jahad Turner. I am a singer, songwriter, poet, author, and, you know, I write, you know, little short stories, and I make music, and, you know, that's what I love to do. I did it when I was in, you know, middle school, so it's like, you know, it's always been in my life, you know.
Okay. All right. We're going to go back to Jalen because I see all of y'all are very artistic, and I love that. So, Jalen, I want you to tell us more about your comic series that you're going to bring out and bring to the world because, like I said, I love your what I saw on your page. So go ahead and tell us a little more about that.
It's a comic book called Three J's. Three brothers that have like have superpowers by getting caused by a meteor that explodes on them, and then they wake up in the hospital. They witness like superpowers, and the government try to use them as weapons. So they went away and try to use their powers to do good or run away from them, but also you try use them to do good things, doing good things like cures.
Okay. All right. That sounds very interesting, Jalen. I like it. So I know that you know your daddy, right, Brother Noble. He talks to y'all all the time, right? So like with your comic series, did you was some of the conversations that you had with your daddy and things like that that kind of incorporated into your comic series?
It was mostly it was like a long project with me and my brother Jahad. I just decided to just show it to dad to see if what he did about it, and he liked it.
Okay. So you and Kid Baby that got together. So that's you and Kid Baby in the comic series.
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, now hey, look. As soon as you get it, I need some copies. I need some copies. I love that. Now we finna get to Mr. Kid Baby, the rapper, the artist, the singer, and all of that. I love your attitude, right? So, Kid Baby, thanks. I know you about 14 or 15, right?
16.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. 16. I'm sorry. I have a daughter that's 14, right? So,
right.
I know that when this COVID hit, right, it kind of knocked y'all off of y'all group. Y'all couldn't be around your friends anymore. I mean, man, I fight her every damn day. I want to go with my friend. Tell us about your experiences when it happened to you.
Well, I mean, it's a way to get more work done, so I ain't really, you know, stressing about that. And, you know, time for, friends and stuff like that will come later. But, you know, when I was around my friends, I couldn't, you know, get a lot of work done. So it's been cool, I guess. It's just
Look, excuse me for saying this, but hot damn, I love that answer. Do you understand me? I've been trying to tell this girl, telling her, read, do something, make some money.
Right.
Thank you. Go ahead and finish. I love that answer. Damn it.
Thank you. And it's way easier, you know, to, start searching for a job and stuff like that. And then, you know, once I can go back to school, I'll be, you know, set. You know, I'll be looking flashy at school, you know, like, you know, everything I wanted. You know?
See, I'm giving you Thank you. Yeah, go ahead.
And
because that's what
that's
what I was telling her and her friends the other day, right? Because I was like, I understand that it kind of stopped y'all groove, but it was an advantage as well. You know what I'm saying? So I appreciate you with that answer, and also with your music, because they gave you more time to work on your music, right?
Yes, ma'am.
See what I'm saying? I appreciate this. Look, I'm going to be showing her. She's sitting over here now because, you know, she's my assistant, so she's working. She's going to come in here and get mad at me because I know what I just said. I don't care. All right, we're going to go to Brother Jaheim now. Now, Brother Jaheim, first of all, I want to thank you so very much. I appreciate the work, the hard work that you do at Mile High News, right? Because if it wasn't for you, we wouldn't be here. You see what I'm saying? I love being a correspondent of Mile High News. So I want you to, like I said, being your own boss, and that's a boss move. I see what you're doing. You see what I'm saying? That's why I promote it.
Right.
When people ask me different things, I make sure I give them your information. I don't even know if they reach out, but I do share it. I'm just going to let you know that. Do you hear me? I share your information with everybody because I am so proud of you. I tell you, I think of you like one of my sons. like my son. So tell us more about your work that you do and, you know, your past.
Right. Well, when it comes to video editing and production and videography and stuff like that, it started in high school. There was a course I was able to take being a sophomore, and it was a video production class. Now, it was weird because I was I was one of the only black people in there, but there was the other black people, like two other black people. So it was weird seeing that, you know, because I was wondering why there wasn't more people that do, you know, video production and stuff. It's pretty fun. And after that, you know, I graduated and I went into the workforce for a little bit, but I just wanted to work on my craft, you know, a lot more than I was already doing. So I decided to keep on doing it, posting to social media and stuff. And then one day, me and my dad were talking. He said that he needs a message, that he needs to be spread out. And that I said, I'm your guy. And it was history since then.
All right, now, do you hear me? Season 2, episode 15 next week. God dang it, I love it. We are on, like I keep telling Sister Mo and Brother Noah when I be talking to them, I said, I keep seeing when I go to Colorado, right, it's going to be a big old sign that say on this big ass building and say, my.
Right.
And then it's going to say, Nelly Queen, one of the correspondents. I just keep seeing that. You know what I'm saying? I don't care what they say.
That's going to look too nice.
That is what I see. Mile High News. Because we are putting in that work. Like, and then I want to switch this over a little bit, y'all. Because I have three young black brothers on the line, right? So I'm looking at all these things that are going on in our communities and in our society today, right? And it's hurtful, you know what I'm saying? It hurts me to see how our children are being murdered, how our children are being handled in the school systems and different things like this, how the media, how the entertainment, you know, industry, different things handle our babies. How black people, period, are handling society. So I want to kind of hear you all's thoughts and feelings about what is, you know, this current environment and situation that you all are living in as young black men. And I want to start with Brother Dale.
Yeah, it kind of sucked that we. Like George Floyd case, the one that murdered him, that actually pressed charges, but there's lots of more people that who was killed by them still didn't have the justice that they deserved, like George Floyd did, and the school. I really didn't really be in school, pay attention to school that much, but it seems like it's not really not good about it. Learning.
Exactly. You're speaking truth on that. Do you understand me? Because, I mean,
yes,
my baby, she was so upset because she was taken out of the schools during this coronavirus, but hey, they weren't learning nothing anyway. You know what I'm saying? Like when you go out into society, Jalen, right? And it's UCD, you know, people, does it, like, how do you feel when you go out there, when you encounter these people? Do you have problems like that most people have?
Most of the time.
Mm-hmm. Like when you be at work and different things like that, right?
Yeah, a lot being changed while I was working. Now you have to wear a mask all the time, and you have to wash your hands every time, or wear hand sanitizer, or go far away distance to somebody.
Exactly, especially when they coronavirus heat. Exactly.
Yeah.
So, Brother Zaheem, like I said, the question is to you. How are your thoughts when you look at this environment now as a young black man? How do you feel when you wake up in the morning? Because like I said, some days I be just frustrated. I was talking to a sister today, and
right.
She said she cries every day for our babies. You know what I'm saying? So I want to know how do you feel?
Well, me personally, it's crazy to see what, because I've had plenty of talks about, you know, racial issues and stuff with my parents. And back then, I just didn't quite understand the situation. But now seeing how it works in person, it's a whole mix of emotions. Because for one, there's a lot of times where I have anxiety, you know, where I shouldn't have any anxiety, you know, especially with the police, and they're supposed to be the ones that, you know, is protecting us. But I don't think of any other race that, you know, goes through that kind of anxiety when interacting with the police. So I just think I'm sick of it.
I can feel you on that. I can definitely feel you on that because I know I have a friend girl and I love her, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, you interact with the pigs. That's what I see when I see them. I don't see no white, black. I see a blue pig. So I cannot feel no other way because of the way they treat our babies. You know what I'm saying? And then just like, okay,
right.
Brother Zaheem, Jahan, I want to hear from you because you know, like I said, a young black man in this society. You want to go out there and be with your friends. And I know a lot of, and I'm going to ask you this too, Brother Jahan, right? It's a lot of young children your age, they feel like, oh, their white friends are okay and all that. You know what I'm saying? So can you speak on that a little bit? Have you experienced that?
Yeah, a lot of my friends understand that, like, a lot of white people get away with stuff that we can't. Like, one time my friend saw this dude shoplifting and he was white and he got off scot-free, and then the next day somebody else got caught, you know, and he was black. And then he had actually went to jail. So, yeah, we all know the difference between that, and then we're scared, you know, and ain't nothing to do about it. You know, it could just be one of those days for them, you know, it's scary.
Yeah. Very scary. And that's why I said it's like sometimes I tell people, I said sometimes I don't even go outside because I know if I go outside, my interaction with society would get me put in jail. I don't want to be put in jail. So, you know, it's crazy. And I want to ask you all about this. As young people, do you all like talk or focus on like healing aspects like coming together with your friends, sitting down, talking, and doing different things and releasing that negative energy that you all feel and have doing, you know, in life. So whoever wants to start, if Brother Jalen wants to start, how do y'all focus on healing?
My focus healing is, like, talking to most of my family because I don't really have friends that is closer. So I just mostly express myself with my family, like my dad and my mom. And while I really show how I really feel, I talk to my brothers. So I guess that's the only type of healing, could express.
But the thing, is, Brother Jalen, that's the best kind of healing, because you healing with your family. Because you say you talk to your daddy, you talk to your mama, you talk to your brothers. You see what I'm saying? That's the best healing.
Yeah.
Because a lot of our families disconnect. I'm just going to be honest. I got a son that's 21, and we fight daily. And that's a hurtful thing, because sometimes I feel like I hate my son. You see what I'm saying? So you are doing the best kind of healing, dealing with your, you know, talking with your mama, being able to talk with your mama, being able to talk with your daddy and your brother. Because I'm working on it right now in my family, trying to heal my family where we can sit down and be able to talk. So I love it. Thank you. Thank you. All right, Brother Jaheim, go ahead.
Well, a lot of my friends that I had from high school and, you know, playing basketball and stuff, I haven't really seen them since I graduated. But for in terms of healing, just like my big brother, I just go to my brothers and I talk it out, because it can go from, you know, that serious topic, and then we can just, you know, deter the conversation to a whole different, you know, inspirational kind of direction, you know, and also with my mom and dad too. When I'm talking with them, they, you know, let me know how it is, and I would say I've healed a lot from talking with them.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. All right, Brother Jahad, go ahead.
Thing is, I do talk to my family and stuff like that, but when it goes to, like, my friends and stuff, I only got, like, a handful of friends that I can actually trust. And then the other ones I really can't trust, like, with even a little stuff, to where, like telling them about your accomplishments and stuff like that, and then they, like, use that as weakness.
Being jealous. Do you have a lot of issues with your friends being jealous and things like that?
Yeah.
See, that's wild. You know what I'm saying? It seems like y'all want to make money together. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah. I can understand. Because I be telling my daughter, right, I said, I understand that you like these people and you consider them your friends, but you don't understand how they be thinking on the other side when they come and they do little sneaky things. You know what I'm saying? Because, like,
right.
My baby's friend came over, and I can see the sneaky things, you know, like sending her in here to tell me, you know, little sneaky stuff. So you have to understand who your friends are. You know what I'm saying? So I respect it. I respect it. Like and I want to ask you all too. Okay, we're gonna move to this question right here, and we're gonna start with Brother Jalen. I wanna know how you all feel about how your father has started in Colorado with Unity Community in Mile High News, right? Because ever since the first day I met Brother Noble and saw him, you know, saw y'all first show, right? Y'all know I was on the third show. So, you know how much I love you, you know what I'm saying? So, I was on the third show. So, I want to know how you feel and how your father bringing it into reality makes you feel, Jalen. Go ahead.
It made me feel like we have a chance to build something for ourselves. Like I'll tell Elwin that we united, because we needed that, because we mostly didn't spend time with our people, or can't have can be like friends like this. So I like what that doing, bringing back rebuilding a new community that is for us. So I'm proud of my dad starting all this, and I'm glad that I made designs for him to try to start it in one.
Exactly. Oh, yes. Yes. Ashe. All right, Brother Shaheen, go ahead.
Well, me, I'm very proud of what my dad has, you know, put into fruition and really worked towards. And, you know, we were there, you know, when it first started. He told us that he had this big dream and that he wasn't going to stop until he got it. And he's well on his way.
Exactly. And, oh,
yeah, I'm
so
proud.
Do you hear me? I'm so, look, I became a board member the other day. Hey, very proud. Do you understand me? Go ahead, Brother John.
I'm glad because I'm tired of seeing a lot of people who saying that they're going to step up. And, you know, my dad actually did it, you know. And then a lot of people want to hate on that and be like, oh, you know, it's just going, you know, go sideways in another 2 days or whatever. And then we're here. We're still here 2 days later. Like, you know, I'm glad and proud of him.
Yes, 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 most definitely. Now, I'm going to ask y'all, because I'm going to ask y'all, have y'all been seeing what's been going on with this brother Kwame Brown? You know, I don't do the media and different shit, because I don't watch the TV and stuff, because this shit is fake and it's bullshit to me. But I pay attention to what's going on this current, right? So with the Kwame Brown situation, you know, with this music industry, we found out every day how dirty these people are. I'm telling y'all, I even went and sat down and did the research about these people, found out who was pedophiles, found out who was trainees and different things like that, right? Because I wanted to prove to my children so bad how evil and dirty this music and entertainment industry is, right? So, like I said, I'm a star, Brother Jalen. I'm not sure if you've heard about what's been going on with Kwame Brown or whatever, but I want to know, what are your thoughts and your feelings about the music and entertainment industry right now, like the movies and different things like this?
Well, I grew up watching lots of movies and music that movies that talk about true story, but me as an adult right now, I feel like none of it ain't true. Like, none of it not true. Like, that's not how the characters look like. Not how the everything supposed to be like. And the music, sometimes the music don't really shows the real truth about it. So I say that everything is not, it's telling like a lie about it.
Exactly, brother. Go ahead.
Like everything that they keep showing us, like they keep showing us a lot of lie stuff. So I'm sick of it. So
exactly. I agree with you wholeheartedly. Do you hear me? Go ahead, Brother Zahin.
I've seen a lot of the Kwame Brown, you know, content and stuff like that. That man is hilarious. And the way that he, you know, exposed a lot of secrets about, like, the music industry and the NBA scene and stuff like that, it's weird because I haven't really kind of seen that. I mean, probably with, like, Shannon Sharp on ESPN, but, you know, it's not the same. And especially since he built his own platform and now he's releasing all this, you know, content talking about his experiences and stuff like that. And at first, a lot of people was just playing it off, saying that, you know, he was a bust and all of that. But clearly, it's doing something, you know. Clearly, there's a little bit of the truth because, what's his name? Stephen A. Smith, he made a whole special about him. Or at least I saw a video on YouTube, just him talking about Kwame Brown. So he's talking about something that's true.
Exactly, because that's what I end up this comment on Stephen Brown video. I saw that video too. I said, look here, man, you sitting up here defending this rapist Charlamagne Tha God, because I heard the tape of Charlamagne sitting there saying he had given this girl this Nikki or whatever and raped her, and he was 23 and she was 15. So you sitting up here defending him. I said, y'all all a weak, sorry ass sellout. They blocked me on Facebook. All right, go ahead, Brother Jahan. Cause, and then look, Brother Jahan, this thing is, like my baby, right? My baby girl, she wants to be a superstar, right? So I tell her, no, ma'am, I know what this industry is about. I don't want you in it. But then I cannot be that type of mother that stunts her dreams and what she wants to be, right? So you are an artist, you know what I'm saying? So how do you look at this music?
Well, a lot of stuff is wrong with the music industry, but there are a lot of other rappers that are, you know, keeping it down for us, holding it down. And those I have a lot of respect for, you know, and all the other fakes and phonies, you know, just stop rapping, get out of the industry, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, so you know a lot of conscious music. So I was trying to introduce her to like African music, because I listen to African music and different things like that. So you listen to more conscious music and things?
A little bit. It's like a mixed variety.
Okay. And I'm gonna ask y'all this question. Like, I want to go back to Africa, right? I just feel like, when I step foot on that land, I'm going to be at home, right? I want to know what of y'all thoughts as young people. Do you all want to go back to your ancestral ground? You know, go back to your history? Because a lot of our young people reject our history, right? They don't want, I don't want to hear about that black stuff that was in the past, this, that, and the other, right? But I just feel like Africa is my home. So, like I said, I'm going to start with Brother Jalen. How do you feel about, you know, learning your history and going back to Africa and things like that?
I feel like it's, to me, I kind of love to, like, go to Africa one day, but I think the Western might not want to, because they really don't know about Africa, or don't know who is in Africa. And our history, I feel like we might don't really know that much about the history of Africa. So I don't really know.
Yeah. I totally agree. Okay, Brother Jaheim, go ahead.
Well, me, I would personally like to build, you know, my own here in the States and in Africa, to, you know, have the best of both worlds, you know.
Yeah.
Even though this society is kind of cutthroat, you know, but hey.
Yeah, but I'm gonna ask you this, Brother Jaheim, like bringing a young man in America. That's what I call it. You know what I'm saying? So,
right.
Being a young man in America, are you afraid of going back? Because a lot of our children be like, I don't want to know nothing about no Africa. I don't want to go over there. They ain't doing nothing but climbing trees. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
So,
right.
What are your thoughts on that? You understand what I'm talking about?
Yeah, of course. Well, I don't agree with that, you know. I feel
but
like
But you have heard it, right?
I'm a thought. Yeah.
But you have heard it, right?
I have plenty of times, yes I
okay.
have.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
But yeah, me personally, I would thrive whether I was in Africa or here in the States. I feel like I'm able and capable enough of doing whatever it takes to get what I feel like I deserve, you know?
Yeah, I heard that. And I'm glad to hear that. Okay, Brother Jahan, I want to hear your thoughts because, like I said, you're the youngest one, and you close to my daughter's age. And I'm just going to tell you, she'd be like, I'd be like, man, about, excuse me for laughing. But I ain't bought African history books. I ain't bought all this African shit. I buy crystals. I buy all this shit, right? She be looking at me like, okay, what the fuck? I don't want to. You know what I'm saying? So, I want to know what your thoughts are about learning your history and going back to your motherland, because I told her, we're all going to live in Africa. You know how that? I want to know about Africa. We are being great. So go ahead,
right,
Brother John.
Thank you. I don't know if I would want to move back to Africa because, like my brother Jaheim said, you know, it don't matter where I'm at, as long as I got the survival tips and, you know, I could do it by myself. But I love, you know, learning about my history, Marcus Garvey, you know, Martin Luther King, like the actual true story about Martin Luther King, not what they taught us in school. And, yeah.
It's good. It's good. I appreciate that. Like I said, I thank you all for coming today. This has been a great show. We're going to wrap it up. But I want you all to each give me a closing, right? And just talk to the people coming from your heart as a young black man in America, right? We have a lot of issues that we have to deal with. Like I said, I am so proud of each and every one of you all. And Sister Mo is my sister, you know what I'm saying? That's my love. I love her. Brother Nova, I love him. I love y'all. Y'all in my life now. And like I said, I'm so proud of you all. And I want us to continue on this growth that we're going through. And I want you all to each give me a closing. And just talk to the people and just tell them how you feel and what we are trying to accomplish the community in Mile High News, okay? Like I said, this has been a great show. I appreciate you all coming on today. I'm going to let y'all go on and get started with y'all today because I started sipping on my wine and I got a little hype. So we're going to start with Brother Jay. Like I said, thank you all for joining us today. Whoever called in and listened in, thank you all for joining the line. This has been Brother King, Jalen, Jaheim and Jahad Turner from Colorado, Sister Mo and Brother Noble Turner's sons. I love these children, these men. These are men. And I'm so proud of y'all. I love y'all. So go ahead, Jalen, and give us a closing and talk to the people.
I'll say it might be a long road, but I'll still continue drawing and watch out with J-Wall Comics at and ready for three J's comic. It'll be here soon.
All right. And you said J World Comics, right? Is it J-A-Y World Comics?
Yep.
All right. I got you. Like I said, let me know what's going on. I want all copies that you send out. Do you hear me? Just let me know. I can't help you with the money. Might be in Colorado because I'm trying to get me a goddamn container house. All right, Brother Jaheim. Give us your clothes, and I want you to give us your information how they can get in touch with you about videography and editors, you know, editing content and different things like that because that's what you do.
Right.
So give them your contact information so that they can get in contact with you and get your prices and different things like that. Go ahead.
Well, with my closing statement, all I would like to say to everybody out there is that even though, you know, growing up black is hard, it kind of, for some reason, it comes with the territory, but you got to make the most of what you have, you know. And for videography and video editing, you can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Jaheim Edits, J-A-H-E-I-M Edits. And if you are looking for, like, graphic design and graphic art, then you can hit me at Heezy Media _ on Instagram and then Heezy Media on Twitter. And thank you for having me, Melly. Appreciate it.
Most definitely. Can you spell it out for me, the one you saying media?
Heezy Media, H-E-E-Z-Y Media.
Oh, you said Easy Media.
Easy, H-E-Z-Y.
Media. Oh, Easy Media. Okay.
Yeah.
I got you.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Brother Jahan, go ahead for me.
Yeah, I just got to say, just, like, I know it's hard. Everyone goes through their times, but just keep on fighting. When you think you're going to give up, just, you know, like when you're on the ground, just get back up and keep on fighting. And you can find me on SoundCloud, Kid Baby. That's it.
All right, Kid Baby. Now, like I said, Kid Baby, I need to get a copy of their first album. You hear me? Because I support all of y'all. I support all of y'all. I love y'all. Tell your mama I said I'm going to holler in the morning. So, like I said, I thank you all for being here today. Thank you all for joining us at the Truth and Power Corner. This has been Brother King, Jalen, Jaheim, and Jahan Turner out of Alamosa, Colorado, because their mama and dad are building a future for them. What are y'all doing? Because they got land. Land is power, people. Come on, baby. Thank y'all for joining us today. I love you all. Thank you. Black power, all power to the people. All right.
If I can change my color, if I can change my color, sometimes I think if I can change my color, but what I wanna be, they say the whiter the brighter, you black you a fighter. 401 years of oppression, but still managed to pull up in that 2020 test. That's good credit, right? Gotta keep your hustle tight. Take care of your kids, cause that karma hit. And I ain't got no daughters, but I wish I did. These little boys I got, I swear they gotta be militant. Yeah, cause these people they killing. And I'll be damned if a could take mine on some racist. That's why I'm teaching about black faces. And the KKK, that's something we can't escape. Escape. Gun. They don't like you cause you black. Gun. They gon' judge you from the start. Gun. Don't want no hate up in your heart, but you gotta move smart. They gon' judge you cause you dark.
Mama, they really had kids in the field. They don't care how it feels. Slavery paid the bills. Mama, this is no more design for us to fail. How you give a man freedom but don't give a man a bill? Well, mama, what happened to 40 acres and mules? The only time they respect us is when we keep them a meal. Why they making us out of food? Those stereotypes are old. We're going for something to prove. We gotta think harder, we gotta be smarter. They said by the third grade if I can't read, I'ma be just like my father. And that's incarcerated. What happened to proclamation emancipation? I gotta learn all my history. Yeah. It's your mystery. My teacher keep on bringing up clay. That's what she did for me.
Listen, a wise man once said, education is a passport to the future. But tomorrow belongs to who prepared for today.
Back in the days, I used to wanna be the cop. The good God, till Rihanna got shot. I couldn't imagine my mama is all I got.
They keep their knee on our neck, it's a sacrifice when we die. George Floyd, y'all killed him, it's no excuses. Over a fake 20, really, that shit was gruesome.
You mean to tell me that Abraham Lincoln didn't really free the slaves?
They don't like you cause you black.
I'm so tired of protesting, but we can't stop protesting until we get our reparation. And we can't stop buying all up in the store, Gucci and Dior, until we get our reparation. Cause as soon as our money starts spinning, it's ending. They gon' forget everything.